am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
And it's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government. This is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuning in live this Tuesday, March 29th, 2022 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And it is a wild and dystopic ride. And it requires, you know, like so many people have said, it requires a gut check on our part. You know, we can't control everything. Some of us don't want to control everything or most things or people. But And that's an interesting thing, you know, who wants to control things, who wants to control people. There are some who do, however, who want to decide for all of us. And so, you know, what do you do when that happens? And it manifests in a seemingly subtle way, imperceptible to most, the shift that is occurring and that has always sort of taken place. Again, I really think of the words of Aldous Huxley, that quote, the infamous quote, the charm of history and its enigmatic lesson consists in the fact that from age to age, nothing changes and yet everything is completely different. One of the things that I surmised would be completely different at this point, I talked about, I think about 10 years ago, was the monitor situation. It's not as far along as I thought, but I was thinking about it last night. You know, the things that we see these days, the devil, essentially, just to kind of come right out and say it, it's not necessarily bad guys, but those who are sort of in the employ or under the influence of the one central planner who would like to control everyone and everything. Monitors for technology. There is the effort to have those go away, and that's one of those things that guys like Ray Kurzweil have written about. I mentioned, I think the last time I talked about it, I talked about the kid who was he an NYU student who had suddenly found himself handsomely appointed for just such a task. You know, he had millions of dollars at his disposal and all kinds of very large organizations to help him do something. And you wonder, you know, who is this kid? And reminds me of the DARPA NQTEL challenges in local communities where they find a surrogate, basically, and someone with a certain amount of talent, and off you go, getting what you want done, but in a plausibly deniable sort of fashion, where most people wouldn't even question it. I mean, it's astonishing, isn't it, that most people don't question the veracity of the Facebook story and all of the others, for that matter. I mean, I think if Dave McGowan were still alive, maybe we could start having that conversation where not just the music industry and the military-industrial complex intersect, but also where big tech, you know, same kind of thing. I mean, kids like Mark Zuckerberg and, I don't know, maybe Eric Schmidt, maybe Bill Gates, maybe Jeff Bezos and others. I mean, they usually have a certain kind of look to them and an interesting background, which is an interesting coincidence. So there are certain folks that want to control things and people, and so we have choices. And I think it's time for a gut check in America. When guys like Yuval Noah Harari say at places like Davos, as he's, you know, telling all of his contemporaries, I suppose, if you will, that basically they're, you know, things are moving forward swimmingly. And there seems to be no reason to think otherwise, that they won't go forward. Then you have to wonder. I mean, it's time for a gut check. We played that clip recently. Now we're, you know, he says we're not talking about science fiction. We're talking about real stuff, big data stuff. Just think what happens to developing economies once it's cheaper to produce textiles in California than in Mexico. Well, what does that mean exactly? That means that suddenly California has become a third world country, and this is all planned. I've talked about this over the years. There are a number of sources that you can look to see. I've talked about it. I remember Alan Watt talking about it on a not an infrequent basis. The big boys, as he would say, you know, want a world that's not messy. And they will run it, and eventually you will be left with really no choices. And here's an interesting thought. You know, I was thinking about this recently, just to kind of put things in perspective. Again, speaking of gut checks, to make this real, actually, let me make this real. Let me bring this down to real life for a minute. I remember back in the 90s, and I've talked about this from time to time. It's amazing how things work and, you know, how time flies when you're having fun. Working for a large organization, fairly large, Fortune 100 company at one point down in the Los Angeles area. I remember $20-something dollars an hour. And even before that, you know, working in the trades, I remember thinking I was independently wealthy as an iron worker, you know, making or mechanical insulation or doing different things, you know, on prevailing wage jobs. You know, when you're a young 20-something and suddenly in the 90s, you know, you're making $20-something dollars an hour plus overtime and other bonuses and stuff, you just think you're independently wealthy, and all of a sudden you're Donald Trump. As you know, the Jeff Foxworthy say, "What's up, Donald Trump?" So, you know, I remember thinking $20-something dollars an hour was pretty amazing. And expenses were what they were back in those days. I'll come back to that in a minute. Now, you fast forward, whatever, you know, 25 or 30 years, and 30 or more, I guess now. That's not that long. It's a long time, but it's not that long. And if you want to use a large service provider for television and internet services, for example, the fees are astronomical. Well, in comparison, this is what inflation does. So there's one service provider, which will go unnamed. And as an example, their fees went up $25 a month recently, and it's not the full premier service, you know, it's not the premium service, but, you know, just for television services and the internet stuff, that's $202 and what, 50 cents a month or something like that, $202. That's over $2,400 a year, $2,000 a year. And to put that in perspective, I remember when I left Los Angeles all those years ago and moved back to the Pacific Northwest, I had at one point and for the young people, I mean, I'm transitioning to not being the young people in recent years, but to the young people, I would say, this might blow your mind. I remember renting a small apartment for a while. It was small. It was not impressive by any means, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't a ghetto. It was decent for $300 a month. Now, cable and internet cost that much. So we used to call cable TV kids. Anyway, television, you know, the digital television experience and internet costs almost as much as an apartment cost 25 or 30 years ago. And again, wages obviously have not kept pace. In that kind of an environment, everyone, we should be hashtag fighting for 115, just to put it in context. How is that supposed to work? The monthly phone, or it's not even that, actually. If you want to roll in voice over internet, which is a lot less expensive. The infrastructure for that is a lot less expensive than Ma Bell, generally speaking, because it's piggybacking on other services that already exist. It's just kind of free money. And what it takes to run that footprint in terms of infrastructure is significantly less. But, you know, the $202 and whatever doesn't include the voiceover internet stuff. Doesn't include phone. So $2,400 a year, $2,400 a year. And back in the old days, you know, this sort of gets to what I was talking about Huxley saying the charm of history and its enigmatic lesson consists in the fact that from age to age, nothing changes, and yet everything is completely different. Back in those days, I remember when this cable phenomenon was starting out. And that's a whole different discussion that we've talked about from time to time on this broadcast, speaking of these kinds of conspiracies. Um, What do you mean conspiracy? Well, do some research and just, you know, understand the regulatory coup, for example, that was accomplished to make certain things happen along the way. Anyway, what we used to do, you know, because we had three channels or whatever, we didn't really care. We didn't have to be over entertained or overstimulated constantly. We were not completely saturated with all of this worthless content, addicted to it effectively, like we are now. So what we used to do is just say, nah, I don't think so. Or, you know, people would pirate, like neighbors would find a way to share cable. They would split the signal and find creative ways to do that. And, you know, there are fewer and fewer ways to do that, obviously. But if push came to shove, people would just say, no, I don't think, I don't need that. And we're living in an age where we're being conditioned to believe that certain things are a requirement. Yea, even a right. You have a right to. And the problem with that is the folks who dictate those things also reserve the right to take those things away. So before we get to that point, it's probably time for a gut check and for all of us to decide truly what we can and cannot live without. And I think the moment has come. I think it's high time that we seriously start looking around. I think certain people have. And usually that there is an effort to construe those people as crazy. And maybe sometimes they are, certainly in a certain sense. But again, this sort of gets back to the point that I've made recently. If you go to the narcissistic personality disorder entry on Wikipedia, I don't know if it's still there, but we'll see. Under the section at the top, just below the menu on desktop, the section titled Signs and Symptoms, the last sentence reads, the DSM-5 indicates that in order to qualify as symptomatic of NPD, the person's manifested personality traits must substantially differ from societal norms. So is this person, you know, you can put any personality disorder in there from the DSM. Is this person crazy? Is this person, you know, should they be locked up? And we've had conversations on this broadcast. I think it's Dave in Wisconsin predominantly. But, you know, about this happening, you can go into even our own history in America. The eugenics movement is notorious for this. And big tech is notoriously sympathetic, shall we say, to eugenicists. But now it's the kinder, gentler eugenics, Chris. It's not that old, right? But I would argue that's even worse. That's a separate discussion too. But you can look in our own history and throughout the world and throughout history, throughout the ages, at the efforts that people have gone to try to deem some crazy or unfit for society generally. Who are we to decide for others? And when you start to apply that kind of line of thinking to this idea that someone who might, whose personality, manifest personality traits might substantially differ from societal norms, even though this person might not be harmful to anyone, themselves or others, they just, you know what, they've decided they don't want to make these choices. And to be quite frank, when Brian called last week, the issue of some of those folks came up. They've made some different choices, some of them. And so, again, what does that portend? It's time for all of us probably to do some soul searching and decide what we can and cannot live without, because we're coming to a moment where we'll be forced to. Stick around. I'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the home. Owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Welcome back. All right. So I want to keep playing this. Maybe this should be the new intro or something like it. You know, I don't think people realize. I mean, this to me, again, I can't overemphasize this. Like, where do we start? We play the Webb Tarpley clip. I don't know. Regularly these days, I think. Talking about Frank Kitson and low-intensity operations. And but it's astonishing, you know? Well, if I don't want to see it, we're all – it's as though instead of living in a society that wants to look at things realistically and exercise a little bit of horse sense – it's as though we live in a society of infants because, of course, we've been conditioned to be a society of infants. Most people apparently don't realize that. But again, if you're not familiar with that discussion, go listen to just about anything John Taylor Gatto has said over the last 30 years. It's as though we live in a society of little children who... You know when kids do that thing that's cute, adults sit around and look, watch children close their eyes and they say, you can't see me because I can't see you. It's as though we're a society of those kinds of children, closing our eyes. I can't see it. It doesn't exist. And I would argue that that's crazy. I would argue that that is insane, and that, if anything, needs to be grounds to lock a person up. That kind of behavior is, because think about how dangerous that is. Just to use an analogy, adults driving down the road, closing their eyes, thinking, well, I can't see what's going on, so, you know, I can't see the accident coming, so it doesn't exist. Oh, but Chris, now we have autonomous vehicles. Haven't you been watching the commercials on that expensive cable for thousands of dollars a year? Thousands, not just thousand, but thousands. That's insane. You know, thousands of dollars to watch, well, nothing, hundreds of channels. And it seems that inflation applies to cable channels too. The more channels, the less meaningful content. So don't you see the commercials on this worthless medium is the message? Yeah, I see them. And the conditioning slowly grooming you again to believe that it's perfectly normal to let everything slip from your grasp and slip out of your control. Some things we probably should control. Yeah, but driving is going to be complicated in the future with all of these autonomous vehicles around, and you won't be able to react quickly enough. Yes, we will. It's just a matter of training ourselves. People are capable of amazing things. But when you dumb yourself down and do that in a way, like Jaron Lanier said, to make technology seem smart, well, I mean, you can expect to get what you deserve, I guess, in a certain sense. So it's unfortunate. I think we're moving quickly to that moment where we will be forced to decide what guys like Harari and Klaus Schwab et al. Have sort of been hinting at, but they're not really hinting anymore. They've sort of come right out and said it. You will own nothing and like it by 2030. Why take that down? Why remove that content? It's still floating around, obviously, but it will eventually fade from memory like all good propaganda. It will have its effect, it will leave its imprint, and then fade from memory. That's how it works. And just like Bertrand Russell surmised in The Impact of Science on Society, people will not know how their opinions were generated. That's what he said. Convictions, excuse me. The populace will not be allowed to know how its convictions were generated. When the technique has been perfected, every government that has been in charge of education for a generation will be able to control its subjects securely without the need of armies or policemen. And, you know, in such a society that children are raised by professional nurses, the nanny state, there's a reason we call it that. It has a certain endearing quality. That's probably a term that comes to us straight from the Tavistock Institute. I wouldn't be surprised. It's where, you know, all good language comes from in the Western world. Just ask Toynbee. So, you know, in that society, again, speaking of things that will be construed as crazy, in a sick, insane society that wants to let other people raise their children all the time and call that normal, homeschooling will be crazy. Maybe we should lock those people up. They actually want to raise their own kids and educate them. How could they? How dare they be so foolish? Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
It's the good life. Full of fun seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide.
Now, we aren't talking about a science fiction scenario of robots rebelling against humans. We are talking about far more primitive AI, which is nevertheless enough to disrupt the global balance. Just think, what will happen to developing economies once it is cheaper to produce textiles or cars in California than in Mexico? And what will happen to politics in your country in 20 years when somebody in San Francisco or in Beijing knows the entire medical and personal history of every politician, every judge, and every journalist in your country, including all their sexual escapades, all their mental weaknesses, and all their corrupt dealings? Will it still be an independent country? Or will it become a data colony? When you have enough data, you don't need to send soldiers in order to control a country.
I think that should be played on a regular and continual basis. Are we going to get it, or is it just going to fade from memory? That sounds like a declaration of war, but it's always in a plausibly deniable enough fashion. Who has the resources to make something like that happen? The same folks who have been waging color revolution and low-intensity conflict everywhere around the world who have sort of perfected the scientific management of low-intensity operations, and they've been waging war in a way that most people wouldn't call war. But, you know, it's been mostly, well, I want to say not directed at them. I'm talking about us as Americans, but it has been just not quite as virulent a strain as has been concentrated around the world on other folks. Now it's starting to come home, just like our own history tells us. You know, guys like James Madison, for example, told us this would happen. Who has the power and the resources, who has the means, the motive, and the opportunity to do what Harari just described? When you have enough data, you don't need to send soldiers in order to control a country. Who has enough data to make that happen? Who has enough resources? Who has means, motive, and opportunity? Does Microsoft? Does Google? Does Facebook? Does Amazon? So, you know, who has the, and people have been concerned. You know, we've been hearing some folks, again, I'm curious, what happened to Dennis Montgomery? Where did he go? People can't talk enough about Edward Snowden. Where's Dennis Montgomery? How's his defense going? Larry Klayman? What happened to Dennis Montgomery? I guess, you know, if your name isn't on the handbill or something, that, and you're trying to get out of order of timing, you know, if you're trying to jump the order of the playbill, then you're supposed to hit your mark at this time, sir, not that time. It's all about timing. So where did Dennis Montgomery go? Some people have been concerned about this stuff. Yeah, I guess we'll wait on that. I want to play, and I think we'll wait until the second hour. I want to play James Corbett's How Big Brother Seeded the Tech Revolution. Seeded, as in planted the seeds of. How Big Brother Seeded the Tech Revolution, and who is the Big Brother? You know, Big Brother is a dishonest term. Again, there's a certain, it has a certain romantic quality about it, certain allure. Big Brother, I think it's probably another term of art. I've never looked into exactly what the roots of the Big Brother term might be, but I certainly think, again, it's probably, you know, thinking of Orwell, it's probably something that comes straight from Tavistock and the think tanky types, you know, the Fabian inner circles kind of places. And it's probably a biblical counterfeit. The Bible says there's a friend who sticketh closer than a brother. Big Brother is probably a counterfeit of that term. I mean, think about it. Who wants to think about their brother, especially their big brother, in unfavorable terms? See how it plays tricks on your mind? It creates that double-mindedness, that Bates and double bind in your mind. Do I hate my brother? Well, that's a lose. Do I take everything my big brother who wants to and is trying to kill me, do I take everything that big brother says as gospel? That's a lose. So what do you do? It's the Heller catch 22. It's the Bates and double bind. It's the schizophrenia inducing trap, mental trap, Big Brother. But, you know, it seems to be a term of art that we sort of become enamored with. We have a morbid fascination with it. if that makes sense. A little too cozy, I would say. A little probably not concerned enough. Do we understand what Harari is talking about? When you have enough data, you don't need to send soldiers in order to control a country. Well, what kind of data? And he sort of told that story too. The horrific dystopian kinds of things, you know, censors and people, maybe we should play that part of the discussion. His little talk there. Back in 2020 at Davos. If AI is the future, what does it mean for you? Technology might disrupt human society and the meaning of life itself. It might. That's the suggestiblest, plausibly deniable way of saying it will. We have to grow up and start deciding for ourselves. What about the hacking? Which means biological knowledge multiplied by computing power multiplied by data equals the ability to hack humans. If you know enough biology and have enough computing power and data, you can hack my body and my brain and my life, he said. You can understand me better than I understand myself. Yikes. And so again, you know, I think of that article, Mindsuckers. And the I don't know, uncomfortable, perhaps terrifying ending. Carl Zimmer writes, so their genes work together to make the ladybug their puppet, the virus and the wasp. But the wasp may not be the puppet master it once seemed. Instead, it hides another puppet master within. Makes me think of guys like Jordy Rose. Unwilling puppets. Or unwitting, I should say. Definitely not unwilling. Or so it would seem. Astonishing. You know, this is kind of what I mean when I talk about the reticulated jaws in the Alien movies, you know, with the alien. If you've seen the movie, you know, the scene that I'm talking about, Sigourney Weaver's character is fighting this alien in one of those mechanical suits, you might call it, device that's used in a mechanical exoskeleton to lift heavy things. And she has that to try to battle this alien, and it's all there's it's steeped in metaphor. But the jaws of the alien, there's, you know, the jaws open and then another set comes out and another set out of that and so on. And this is kind of that concept applied to puppet master and puppet in a very terrifying sort of way. If you remember the article. So, what is Harari saying? What is really happening here? Maybe we should play that. As part of the discussion. Do we take this stuff seriously? What do you suppose these people mean? If you know enough biology and have enough computing power and data, You can hack my body and my brain and my life. You can understand me better than I understand myself. That's exactly what Google, for example, is trying to do with the selfish ledger. Should we play that? At what point do we say enough is enough? At what point do we say, you know, and again, I mean, Richard Dawkins, the selfish gene. The most, according to the Royal Society, the most influential science book of all time. Why? Because this really is kind of ground zero. It's a coup, you know. It's like so many other things that have come along in history, particularly since, you know, in the Gutenberg, post-Gutenberg era, that say this is, you know, that inform us, this is how we can control people. This is how we do it. The selfish gene. We just go right back to the garden. You can be your own expert. Let's see. There are some examples. How to stay calm during a confrontation, according to an expert. Now, you know what? I think the expert, if you want to know how to stay calm during a confrontation, there's the BIBLE. That's a good... what did I see? Reminds me of this. That kind of does. All this crazy stuff. New York Times, what, 3 days ago, the making of Vladimir Putin from, you know, 20 years. From statesman to tyrant. Isn't that funny? Some things never change, it seems. Very interesting. Tracing Putin's 22-year slide from statesman to tyrant. That's not really what I was thinking, but an article by Roger Cohen updated yesterday. No, not that. Speaking of Ukraine, March 21st, last week, U.S. grand strategy after Ukraine. Seven thinkers weigh in on how the war will shift U.S. foreign policy. You know, this is that stuff that you can reach to on the shelf, as guys like Angus Bergen remind us. You don't have to reinvent foreign policy. Just listen to the folk. Here's an array. Here's a smorgasbord of ideas. And you know what? Maybe we'll pick one. And then it will be plausibly deniable. The thing that we were going to do all along was sort of masked or hidden out in plain sight among these things. And we can say plausibly, in plausibly enough deniable sort of fashion, that, well, you know, this was just one solution out of several. Obviously, it's not like we're predicting the future or trying to write it, except when we are and do. Again, not exactly what I was after. It's time for hard choices. What do I mean? Well, for example, not subjecting our children to psychological trauma, you know, trauma-based mind control, otherwise known as public education. Maybe not... Maybe saying no to the military. Whatever happened to the militia? I thought the Constitution said that. Wasn't there something somewhere about a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state? The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Yeah, but we should leave that to the professionals. We should leave everything to the professionals, including how to stay calm during a confrontation, according to experts. A psychologist explains why it's so hard to keep a handle on your emotions when your buttons are pushed, and what you can do to have more productive conversations. Yeah. If you read the Bible, you come to the realization that you are not capable of doing that on your own. And if you are, you're probably devoid of emotion. You're detached from reality in a certain sense, and that's not good either. But it sort of gets back to what I was talking about with the money situation, how inflation is just going completely off the rails. And that's by design. The idea will be to give everyone a UBI eventually, because speaking of the tech types and the World Economic Forum cast, I mean, they've been telling us for years, Klaus Schwab, 2016, the false industrial revolution, that there will be no jobs. Remember Angus Deaton, Nobel laureate economist, said, yikes, that's more terrifying than globalization. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But I'm a
I don't belong.
Welcome back.
I wanna have control.
I don't know about you, but when I watch the commercials these days, I just I don't know, it's all horrifying, and if you get saturated by any of it, then it sort of, even in its horror, it becomes normalized. If you step away for a while, as many people have observed, if you're not watching television or any of that streaming content on mediums, then when you come back, it's interesting how much of a shock it is to your system. It's amazing to listen to people and how they think that, you know, we should all be good communitarians and we should control one another. It's amazing to see how people are all turning into little technocratic minions. And they just think it's the most amazing thing. It's so much fun. Which reminds me of Chamath Palihapitiya at that 2017 Stanford Graduate School of Business sit down that he had. And that little bit he mentioned, you know, to the audience there, comprised largely of these Stanford Graduate School of Business kids, they're sort of laughing at these things that he's saying. And he says, hey, it's time for a hard break, probably, you know. And they're laughing. He says, I put this stuff down. I just stopped doing it. Look at me, you know. You think, and he says to the audience, you guys think, yeah, not me. I'm not susceptible to that. I'm a genius. I'm at Stanford. And he says, you're probably the most likely to fall for it. Because you've been checkboxing your whole life. What does that mean? What is he saying? And who isn't a good technocratic minion these days? I wish we could play that. It's a bit of a profanity-laced rant, but his point is valid, I think. It's very valid. And these kids are laughing. I'm telling you these things, kids. I've been there. I've been to the top of the mountain and worked there for some time, and I'm telling you, this stuff is designed to target you in a way that you don't even realize or comprehend or understand. And it's pervasive, and it wants your soul. And they think it's funny. It's astonishing. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.